Gittin Perek Tes Mishnah Hey 9-5. This Mishnah has two kind of unusual what-if cases. The first is, what if you have two men from the same city with the exact same names who are married to two women with the exact same names, and they both send their get with the same shaliach, and the gittin get mixed up. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, Shnaim Sheshalchu Shnei Gittin Shavim. Two men send their wives identical gittin, because their names and their wives' names are identical, with a single shaliach, v'nisarvu, and along the way, the shaliach mixes up which get was supposed to go to which the two women. Remember, since there's a requirement for v'kasav la, the get has to be for her, la, lishma, so you, even though the gittin are identical, you can't use one for the other, it has to be each woman has to get the get, which is written for her specifically. So what do? Nosen shnehem lazu u'shnehem lazu. The shaliach will arrange for the first woman to get both of the gittin, one after the other. And since for sure one of those two are hers, she'll be divorced. And similarly, he will then take back both of those gittin and give them both to the other woman. And then she gets both one after the other. So again, now she's also for sure divorced. It doesn't matter who ends up, or if anyone ends up with the gittin. Those are sort of, I'll call them souvenirs, if you will. They will become, you know, useful if the divorce letter questioned to know who, you know, who witnessed it, but so on. But it doesn't matter. You'll recall even from a mission we saw before, if a get is thrown into a woman's backyard and it catches on fire and she never actually gets it, but it's acquired by the backyard, it's already good enough. So the idea is she doesn't need the get to be divorced, just to receive it. And these women receive it, so they're both going to be divorced. Lefikach, and therefore, since we need each woman to get her get that was written for her specifically, Avad Echad Mehen, if one of the two gittin gets lost, Hare Hasheni Vatel, the second one is rendered useless. Usually Vatel means like the contract is rendered like kind of null and void. Here it's more of a practical issue, which is useless because nothing to do with it. In fact, the halach would be you should give that one get to neither of those two women, because if you give it to either of the women, they become only suffic mugureshes. We don't know if she's divorced or not. So don't give it to anybody. Instead, have them rewritten and do it all over again. But if hypothetically, this is not the case for a mission, but if hypothetically we could discern after the fact, I don't know, that which get was the one that isn't lost, which wife was supposed to go to, it could be given to her later on, and of course it would still be binding. So it's not batel in a literal sense of the term. Good, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now, second part of the Mishnah is like a new case altogether. Here you have five men who, for whatever reason, want to write all of their gittin to their five wives on the same piece of paper. So, the point of our Mishnah is going to be as follows. If the couples are mentioned, each benifrad, each separately, so it's, you know, Mr. A is divorcing Mrs. A, and Mr. B is divorcing Mrs. B, and so on. There's an and, you know, a vav between each couple's names, and the names are written properly, of course, but there's just essentially one date at the top of the contract and one set of witnesses at the bottom. So it's each one is like, it's a get that'll work for all five. That would be okay. But if you write essentially, you know, one text of a get, so it says, you know, the date, January 1st, then it says, you know, Mr. A is divorcing Mrs. A and the other stuff that belongs in a get. And then below that they put, you know, again, January 1st and, you know, Mr. B is divorcing Mrs. B. And then they put January 1st, Mr. C, Mrs. C, and so on. And at the bottom of the fifth pair, Mr. and Mrs. E, the witnesses sign. So that's not going to be good because, and the Mishnah is assuming that Ede Chasima Karsi, what matters is the witnesses sign the contract itself to empower it. So we don't know if the witnesses are signing on just that last couple, the fifth couple, or if it's going back on all the previous ones. Whereas if it was written, you know, Mr. A is divorcing Mrs. A and Mr. B and Mr. B, then the witnesses sign to the bottom of that, so they're going on all five. That's what the Mishnah says here. It says, Chamisha Shekasful Klal Besocha Get. Five men are writing a single get for all five of their wives, but they put essentially, you know, so they put one date at the top of the get, and then they write Ish Ploni Megarish Plonis, Mr. A is divorcing Mrs. A, Ufloni Plonis, and Mr. B is divorcing Mrs. B, and so on. And then they do what they have to do in the get as normal. Vaha Eidem Milamata, beneath that, there's one set of witnesses which sign on that, you know, that single get, which had mentioned the five couples, this and this and this and this. So then Kulan Ksherin. So then the get is really five gets enrolled into one, all are effective. V'natan l'chol echad v'achat. Each one will get her own get one after the other. So they would, Mr. A would give it to Mrs. A, then he would take it back, and then Mr. B would get the get, give it to Mrs. B, and so on. Doesn't matter who ends up with the final get as like the souvenir, if you will, but all five have been divorced because each one has received a get that was written for her, mentioning her as it should be. And the fact that someone else used the same get is not a problem. Now, our mission, of course, is assuming that... Well, fine, let me hold on. Now, if, however, v'haya kasuv tofes l'chol achas fa'achas, if it was written with, like, you know, a date and then the names and the other yada yada, and then again, a date and the names and other yada yada five times, so I call it five dates on the get, and the bottom of the fifth one, there's date, Mr. E divorces Mrs. E and the other yada yada, and the witness assigns the bottom of that, so then we don't know if it's good, as I said before. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Hayakosev tofes chol achas v'achas. If a separate, you know, formality is written up for each of the five women, va'eda milamata, and beneath the fifth one, with like the fifth date on the page, and the fifth paragraph with the details about it, and then the witness assigned at the bottom of that, esha edim nikran imo kasher. That fifth one, where it's clear that edim can be read and identified as being attesting to that fifth couple's divorce, that's the one and only couple that can use this get to get divorced. But the previous four couples on the page, we don't know that the witnesses were signing regarding those couples, so they cannot use this get to divorce. That's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah, of course, is assuming that Ede Chasima Karsi, that what matters is the signatories on the get to empower the get, and we don't know if the signatories are going on all five or just the last one, and therefore we just can only use it for the last one. However, since we posken that Ede Mesira Karsi, that it's all about the witnesses observing the get being handed over, and technically speaking, you don't need any signatories at all. The signatories are just there because of Tikkun Olam, but not to effectuate the get. So therefore, Lahalacha, in fact, each of these five couples could one after the other, Mr. A could give it to Mrs. A, and so on. All five could be divorced. Yes, that would be acceptable. Again, provided that it's not written in such a way that it's like a group effort. Can't say like Mr. A, B, C, D, and E are divorcing their wives, Mrs. A, Mrs. B, Mrs. C, Mrs. D, and Mrs. E. That will not work. It has to be each pair as distinct, in which case, if it's given properly to the proper witnesses, yes, it will be effective as a get.